The attorney who defended Pete Kott said he was ecstatic when he heard about Attorney General Holder's decision. Another attorney has been filing Kott's appeals, but Jim Wendt was the one who conducted the bitter 2007 court battle over a tangle of evidence involving whether excessive payment for a flooring job, political polls, and the promise of a job constituted bribes from key witness Bill Allen. Wendt says today that he always thought his client got a raw deal.
Ecstatic that he's being released. I like Pete Kott. I think he's a good guy, and while he's not perfect, I never thought that he was guilty of bribery. I certainly never thought that he was guilty of extortion.
During the trial, Wendt repeatedly complained to Judge Sedgwick that the federal prosecution team was not sharing information with him. He says that government prosecutors made similar accusations about him, but now the truth is out.
There were issues with discovery. There were a lot of complaints that the government had about me providing discovery, which why it's so ironic that it turns out that they didn't provide discovery to us. I know that there was at least one and probably two statements that Bill Allen had made that we had a right to that we didn't get. And that was very, very troublesome when I learned about that.
Wendt lays the blame for the corruption trial on higher-ups in the Justice Department rather than the prosecutors he opposed.
I tend to think that there was some inadequate supervision. I felt that the individuals trying the case for the government did not have the depth of experience to enable them to make wise decisions. And had they had greater supervision over what they were doing, perhaps this would not have occurred.
Governor Palin is traveling out of the state, but released a statement saying she was wildly curious about what happened at DOJ during the trials. Palin went on to say that she agreed with Eric Holder about that the cases should be about justice, not winning cases, but she says she will withhold further comment until more information is released. The conviction of former U.S. Senator Ted Stevens was reversed last April after similar findings by Eric Holder. An internal probe of the way the Alaska corruption cases were handled is ongoing. Stevens was accused of lying about gifts from Allen, Vico, and others.